Jean Rogers said she always wanted to be a writer. In 1988, she told KTOO,
I like to make up things and to use my imagination and to make a story. For me, the story is it.
Her most famous book, King Island Christmas, is about a village's struggle to overcome a winter storm and bring a priest ashore to celebrate the holiday. It's based on the experiences of Rogers' longtime friend, Juno artist Ree Munoz, who lived on King Island in the Bering Sea in 1952. Munoz illustrated the book, which was later adapted into a musical. Rogers talked about how the collaboration came to be.
From hearing her talk and seeing her pictures, gradually I got the idea that it would make a good story to tell about their leaving the island. You know, that's kind of a universal refugee story. You have to leave your homeland and go someplace else. And I thought it would make a very poignant story to tell.
Born Jean Clark in Idaho on October 1, 1919, she attended Teachers College and taught in her home state until she saved enough money to go to the University of California at Berkeley. There she earned a bachelor's degree in English and met George Rogers. They were married in 1942 and moved to Juneau 3 years later aboard the Princess Nora steamship. Throughout their nearly 69 years of marriage, they remained very much in love. George passed away in 2010. In this excerpt from a 2009 StoryCorps interview for KTOO, George and Jean remembered the first time they met.
I can still remember the day you first came within my sights at Berkeley. I was the treasurer of a student co-op, and you were a transfer student from Idaho, and you walked in, and I said to myself, this is the girl I'm going to marry.
That's what he tells me, but he didn't tell me that for quite a while.
George Rogers was a consultant to the State Constitutional Convention and is considered Alaska's first economist. Together, they adopted and raised 6 children. Daughter Sydney Fadeoff says her mother worked quietly behind the scenes, volunteering at local schools and nonprofits, serving on boards and commissions, and still finding time to mother a house full of kids.
She was a mom to not just the 6 kids she adopted, but all of our friends as well. You know, mom and dad loved kids, and they didn't care whose they were, and their door was always open to everybody.
Jean always found time to write. Children's book author Susie Gregg Fowler was part of a Juno writers group with Rogers for many years. Fowler's husband, Jim, illustrated Rogers' book, The Secret Moose.
Jean encouraged all kinds of people in wherever their heart was taking them.
When an early draft of Fowler's book, Albertina, the Animals, and Me, was rejected by a publisher, she reworked it and brought it to the writers group. Fowler says members encouraged her to resubmit it to the same publisher.
Jean was perhaps the most adamant of them because she knew the editors to whom I was going to send it. She said, you need to send it back in. You know, it's different. They'll love it. Do it.
When the book was published, Fowler dedicated it to the writers group. In another KTOO interview, Rogers talked about the difficulty of getting published.
It's difficult to find a story good enough, to do it well enough, to have somebody take it. And it's a great big fat joy when you do.
One of Fadeoff's favorite stories happened in her parents' later years. Jean was driving George home after knee surgery and stopped at a bakery to pick up some bread. When they got home, she helped George into the house and left the car door open. When she returned, a bear was after the bread.
Mom stood there and yelled at that bear to leave her bread alone and get out of that car, just like she was talking to a child. And the bear looked at her and picked up the bread and left.
In 2001, the Rogers house burned down while they were on vacation. Though they were both in their 80s, Fadeoff says her parents did not hesitate to pick up the pieces, especially Jean.
Your dad's going to design me another house to live in, and we're going to rebuild.
The couple moved into their new home on the same Evergreen Avenue lot just before Christmas 2002. In the StoryCorps segment they recorded, Jean and George talked about their rich lives and growing old together.
The terrible thing about interviewing old people, George, is that so much has happened that you just can't,
you know.
We've lived nearly 100 years apiece.
Well,
and
yes.
There's so much to talk about. We rattle on for, we could rattle on for a year.
Jean Rogers passed away Wednesday, surrounded by family. She's survived by 5 children, 3 of whom live in Juneau. as well as numerous grandchildren, great-grandchildren, and a large extended family. She was preceded in death by her husband and a son. A small service will be held soon to be followed by a larger community celebration. In Juneau, with help from Rosemarie Alexander, I'm Casey Kelly.